The heads of the nation's biggest oil companies say they can't handle losing tax breaks despite near-record profits. The CEOs of the five most powerful oil giants were on Capitol Hill today defending against Democratic criticisms that they aren't paying their fair share. Instead, the companies want less regulation so they can drill more in places like Alaska. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
A new bill called the Close Big Oil Tax Loopholes Act would repeal $21 billion in tax breaks for the Big Five companies over a decade. The money would help pay down the national debt. The bill is sponsored by Democrats, but not all party members are on board, like Senator Mark Begich.
I disagree with them. When I ran for office, I said, my priority is Alaska, and if the national Democrats are wrong, I'm going to say it. I'm saying it now, and I'll say it over and over again.
Begich and the rest of Alaska's congressional delegation advocate oil and gas drilling, and he says Congress should instead have bigger discussions about energy and fiscal policies.
And if you want to do two things at the same time, one is an energy plan not only helps us become more economically secure nationally from a national security perspective, but it could also, if you do the right type of development, will produce more revenue stream, and that can go to pay down the deficit. I mean, it has a double.
Begich may be bucking his colleagues, but other Democrats fired away at the oil companies on Thursday at a hearing of the Senate Finance Committee. At a time when belt tightening is the phrase of the day, West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller said the oil industry is out of touch.
You've never lost. You always prevail. You always prevail in the halls of Congress. And you do that for a whole variety of reasons, because of your lobbyists, because of friends, because of all the places where you do business. And I don't really know any other business that never loses.
Rockefeller asked the CEOs to name some of the good deals they'd be willing to give up. Instead, one boss responded that they're constrained and restricted, even shackled, from grabbing opportunities. The companies say if they drill more, they'll make more money, which the government can tax and in turn make more money. The U.S. president of Shell Oil Company, Marvin Odom, pointed to Alaska as particularly frustrating.
So we are precisely at, something around $3.5 billion in, about 5 to 6 years now into trying to drill in Alaska, and have yet to be able to do so because of the permitting situation and overall coordination of the government agencies. And what I've tried to emphasize earlier is the impact of something like that. It doesn't reflect well on the U.S., I'm afraid, in terms of drawing investment to this country and being competitive in this business.
But conservationists countered after the hearing that Shell could drill if it had a better plan to protect and clean up the Arctic environment. Finance Chairman Democrat Max Baucus of Montana proposed giving the companies more drilling leases, and in return, they'd give up subsidies. But Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson balked.
Here's something. How about a trade here? More leases, give up the tax breaks.
I don't think I came to negotiate a trade with you today, Senator. I came to answer your questions.
I just popped my mind.
Other Democrats pointed to comments made 6 years ago by oil company executives who said they didn't need big tax breaks if the price of oil was above $55 a barrel. It's now about $100. But the oil companies say, and Republicans agree, that they're being unfairly targeted and that they shouldn't be punished for being successful. The Democratic-led bill to reduce tax breaks on the Big Five is expected to come up for a vote next week. It has no hope of passage in the Republican-controlled House, but Democrats say they're not letting the issue go. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.